It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The Local Radio Freedom Act is winding its way through Congress now, and the name sounds like something almost anyone could get behind. Of course, generic, friendly named bills are standard practice in Washington, D.C. now. Similar versions of this bill have failed before with names such as the Performance Rights Act in 2009 and the Free Market Royalty Act in 2013. So forget the name. This is a non-binding resolution backed by the National Association of Broadcasters and introduced by U.S. Representatives Gene Green, Democrat from Texas, and K. Michael Conaway, Republican from Texas. The resolution proposes, quote, "Congress should not impose any new performance fee, tax, or royalty or other charge relating to the public performance of sound recordings on a local radio station for broadcasting sound recordings over the air or on any business for such public performance of sound recordings," unquote. Songwriters get paid each time a song airs on terrestrial radio, but performers do not, though they get paid from airplay on digital or satellite radio, a distinction these days that's not all that clear. Radio airplay is considered promotion for the record, advertising that drives sales, which leads to the performer getting paid. The radio industry has long argued that heavy airplay leads to record sales. Does that sound reasonable? It does in China, Iran, and North Korea, some of the only other countries that also do not pay performance royalties for airplay, according to Olivia Brown at the Future of Music Coalition. Quote, "For decades, local radio airplay has jump-started and sustained the careers of countless musicians and record label moguls," unquote, said NAB President and CEO Gordon Smith in a statement in Billboard magazine last month. Quote, "Local radio's unparalleled promotional value drives increased record and merchandise sales and sells out concert venues. NAB applauds lawmakers for standing with hometown broadcasters in opposing a job-killing performance royalty that would damage the number one platform for exposing new music," unquote. And while the Local Radio Freedom Act sounds like something concerning mom-and-pop locally owned broadcasters, the NAB mostly represents just five corporations. Billboard says that of the 11,357 AM and FM commercial stations in the United States, 850 are owned by iHeartMedia, 450 belong to Cumulus Media, 300 are run by Townsquare Media, 130 belong to CBS Media, and 130 are owned by Entercom. AllAccess.com reports that last week, 13 more House members signed on as co-sponsors of this bill, with two more Senate co-sponsors. Radio World reports that four lawmakers, Daryl Issa, Republican from California, Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, John Conyers, Democrat from Michigan, and Gerald Nadler, Democrat from New York, publicly opposed the LRFA, noting in a letter that the resolution, quote, "impedes future debate, it stifles innovation, and it will continue to maintain an unfair playing field," unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.